And the Sunderland School is using the latest technology to sort out the dinner queue. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Johnny. See, I tried. But have I been nothing but nice to you all afternoon?
You've been very nice.
Juliet, have I been nothing but nice to him all afternoon?
Exceptionally nice.
Thank you. So tell me the thought process, Johnny, behind talking about the Big Brother thing, and talking about the task and the shopping budget, two records time we do the Big Brother update, as we do every afternoon at 5:10. So run me through the thought process of you stealing Alan's thunder and reducing his update to that of a...
Let me say sorry, and it's Emily the news pixie who's to blame. She wrote it.
Where is she?
She's in the newsroom.
Well, she shouldn't be in the news. I want to speak with her now.
Is she coming in?
Emily! Sorry about this, Juliet.
That's okay. I think she's on
She's
the
coming.
Way.
She's coming.
I'm sorry to hear that. She must be very excited.
Open the door.
Come on.
The door's very heavy for girls. By the way, I'm banging my pen on the table. I'm not... There's not a woodpecker in here.
I'm here.
Emily.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Big Brother.
Yeah.
The BB Allard update that we do every day at 5:10.
Yeah.
Which you're aware of.
Yeah.
Right. Where Allard talks about the events in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Right. Which we do in 5 minutes' time. After the news bulletin today.
Yeah.
Well, you put in a story about the Big Brother task and the amount of shopping that they have for the week.
It was just such a good story.
Right. Which then completely ruins Allard's BB update for today.
But the point is, we're, like, drawing attention to it so no one will forget the BB Allard.
Would you like us to, in a nice little throwaway link at 5:44, run through everything that's going to happen in Newsbeat and read the last line of all of your stories and packages?
Can I say sorry, Chris?
Yes.
Please.
Go on then.
Sorry.
Chris.
Chris, I'm so sorry.
I'm Mr. President to you.
Mr. President.
Say sorry, Mr.
Can I just say how sorry I am?
Don't interrupt me. I am the President of Radio 1.
You are the President of Radio 1.
Right, you may leave now.
Thank you.
Clear your desk. I'm not firing you, I'm just going to move you. And take you away from the window and put your face in the cupboard. As punishment.
She's gone.
Well, so she should. I'm sorry, Johnny. I'm sorry that you had to witness that, Juliet. You're such a nice girl.
Well, you see, Rod wouldn't have done it, would he?
Rod McKenzie, by the way. Who's in his meeting at 5 o'clock? You think he is in a meeting, Johnny?
Yeah, he is. He is busy. He
really? Is he in a meeting?
Yeah.
Then he won't answer his phone, will he? Because if he is in a meeting, he'll be busy.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
What name, please?
Rod McKenzie.
Calling Rod McKenzie. Right. Unless you say cancel.
Shh. Stop it, Juliet. There you go. He answers this phone, there's going to be trouble, I'm telling you. There, he's quaking. He's quaking by his phone. What's that? He's hiding under the desk.
Good afternoon, PVH. You want Rod McKenzie?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Who's she? Are you Rod's assistant?
No, I'm a switchboard.
Oh, okay, I'm right. Please, I'm Davina McCall, do not swear.
It's like... Rod, R-O-D McKenzie, is it?
Oh, yes.
Rod as in hot rod.
Rod.
What are you trying?
Thank you.
Rhymes with...
Before. Oh, it's ringing before, what's wrong with her? Good lord. Tell you what, he's a hard man to get hold of, isn't he? Oh, dear. Do you think she'll come back? Oh, I thought he'd answered. Right. Here we go.
This is Rod McKenzie.
Oh, it's message time.
Yes.
Who would like to leave him a message?
Trevor
McDonald.
Aussie.
A mobile.
Yeah. Oh, la 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 la.
Just the latest on the ongoing situation. We are expecting a response from you, and, you know, in terms of your news remit, we wouldn't want you to push that forward any further, so just bear that in mind, and thank you. Call the Cabinet Office. Good night.
Do you know, I'm no expert, but in the current climate of Tony Blair leaving a message for the head of news at Radio 1...
It's probably not a great idea, is it?
I tell you, he's going to be quaking, isn't he?
One Radio 1.
One love.
One station.
One.
Radio 1.